Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Just another Manic Monday. And we'll have some fun. Well, a special shout out to the boys in Wacko World. Promoting my CD, Merry Christmas, available on CD Baby now, along with Color Me Crazy. But Merry Christmas is seasonal. So you might want to get that now. Crazy times on that CD, crazy, not your usual one. So you want to check it out. Oh, yeah.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. It all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, that dance of love.
Now is it down the
moon? Oh, the bossa nova. No, the bossa nova. Yeah, the bossa nova. The dance of love. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be. We're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on that bossa nova. Kids have flown, now we're fancy free, and we're home alone, just my groom and me. 30 years next June, and we're still going strong. Whatever made it stay so sweet? So long. Blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. Do it all again with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova, that I have loved.
Now is it down the moon?
No, the bossa nova. No, it's the bossa nova.
Yeah.
That bossa nova, that he did.
La bossa nova.
Yum, yum, yum.
La bossa nova.
You three came from the bossa nova.
We have now an act called the First Amendment. The First Amendment are an American comedy troupe with a difference. Their show is based entirely on suggestions from the audience. As you can imagine, such a freewheeling style of comedy results in all kinds of outrageous humour. Political assaults, clever mimicry, and sackings for BBC producers. Well, will that happen today? Will that happen today? We don't know. But I would like now for the First Amendment comedy troupe to introduce herself. The First Amendment, please. Who are you?
I'm John Fulweiler.
Hi, I'm Tom Carosa.
I'm Linda Hill.
Bill McLaughlin.
Hi. Hi, glad to have you all aboard.
Glad to be here.
Oh, hey.
What did he say?
Love your haggis.
Oh, yes. We love our haggis too, especially the people from Edmonton. Yes, I've thrown down the script, ladies and gentlemen, because it's improvisational comedy time. Bill, I think you're going to explain a little of it to us.
That's right. We'll be taking suggestions from you in order to create what we do up here. And to start, we could use some cities from the United States that you'd like to see these people from. So we need three cities, please.
Three cities from the United States. Can you raise your hand, studio audience, if you can think of a studio for a studio? A city from the United States. You, sir, thank you for raising your hand. bit of a visual joke there, viewers. I mean, listeners, don't worry. Well, I wish you were viewers sometimes, honestly. A city from the United States, sir.
Detroit.
Detroit?
Detroit, Michigan. Thank you very much, sir.
Detroit,
another
Michigan.
One.
Another one? Another one?
Good
you,
sir.
A city in the United States.
New York.
New York.
New York. We've heard of it. New York
yep.
City.
Okay. And
one
you,
more.
Madam.
Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
Illinois.
Okay, you have your three cities. Off you go.
Okay, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Talk Too Much, the American talk show where you can't talk too much because that's a talk show. Okay, today we've got folks from all over the United States. Well, actually, two of them from the Midwest and one from New York, but who cares? And what we're going to do, we're going to come to you for a question about something important in the news that you'd like these people to discuss. You're going to find out what they think, what's inside their head, if anything. So, let's find out who's here today. Panel member number one, where are you from? What do you do?
Yeah, it's good to be on the show. It was just, my name's Tony Zappia. And I come from Brooklyn, New York. It's a great city in you know, United States of America. And I, like I want a pizza parlor, I'm studying to be a brain surgeon when I grow up.
There you go, a future brain surgeon, and you can tell. Panel member number two.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Rudolph Hyanga. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, where I'm the founder and co-chairman of the Institute for Completion Workshop. We find that a lot of people have frustration completing things, so I developed a program to help you. And we find that a lot of people who come to our completion workshop in Chicago never really actually make it into the building. We have to go out on the sidewalk, get them, and bring them in. But once they're in, they're very happy, and we try to help everybody who comes to us.
Well, we're glad you made it today. Panel member number three.
My name is Darcy Demure, and I come from Detroit, Michigan, where I am the lead singer for the girl group, the Dinelles, following in the footsteps of the Supremes, the Marvelettes, and other people with S on the end of their name.
All right.
Thank you. Hello, Edinburgh.
All right. It's the Etism. All right. Now this is the important part of the show where you get to ask us about an important issue in the news you'd like to hear these people discuss. So, if you could get from someone out there an important issue in the news.
An important issue in the news. I'll just pop in here and ask you, madam, an important issue in the news. Do you have a question? Yes, indeed. Yes,
we
indeed.
Have time for 10 more.
I'm sorry, I asked the chair by mistake. We have a man over here. We have a man over here who looks like an official from the BBC, and I think you are Mr. Gorgeous, aren't you? Okay. And a question in the news for these people up here.
Senator Dan Quayle.
Senator Dan Quayle.
It's not a question, it's a name.
Senator Dan Quayle. What would you like to know? His sexual preference? Anything in particular?
Well, I'd like to interject something there. I believe he's Bush's running mate. Am I correct about that? Yes.
Gee, yeah. Well, you really
now, you know something about Bush. We talk about Vice President Bush at the completion workshop all of the time. In fact, I wrote a bit about him in a book about, in my completion book, but it's not finished yet. But anyway, we talk about politics and how politics, I feel, is a complete hologram for the truth. You know what I mean? It's somebody we could blame when we have a national problem. I personally am completely dissatisfied with Bush, and I hope he doesn't win. We're really hoping Dukakis gets in there because we're completely 100%.
Hold on, I know you're a doctor, you've been to school and everything.
Yeah,
but you know, I personally, like, I mean, it's not like I have anything against fascism. You know, I live in New York, but it's just that I feel like, you know, we had Reagan for 8 years, and like I've been working for like 3 of them. You know, so
yeah.
I don't like Bush, and besides this guy Quayle, he looks like a Ken doll, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, a bird, he's a quail, he's a bird in the hand, and we got a Bush already, you know. Let's get rid of him, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, New York.
Well, that's why
personally, we wrote a song about Bush because we really think that, you know, he helped out the Motor City because he bailed out Chrysler, you know, when everyone was bankrupted, you know. And, like, he was all for that and everything. And so we said, like, hey, Bush, you should be here to stay. Hey, Bush. You know, it's really kind of catchy, just like his whole campaign, really. You know,
well, that's why I'm for the caucus. I mean, we've had enough of the Reaganism. I mean, it's not just affecting our country. It's affecting
you know what your problem is? You're stupid.
I'm stupid. Yeah. You're telling me I'm stupid?
Yeah, I'm telling
you.
Oh, no, my hair's falling.
Oh, that's about all the time we have today.
Beautiful.
Two people gave Bush the bird, and one of them likes him. So let's hope that Quail doesn't fly with us. That's all for now. Goodbye for talk.
New York!
Chicago!
From New York, the First Amendment Comedy Troupe. The First Amendment Comedy Troupe appearing at the Pleasance Theatre, Venue 33, until August the 27th, not the 25th, but the 27th. So they'll be appearing there until the 27th at 10 p.m. And wow, a gorgeous bunch of fun bundles they were.
Those are my buddies from the First Amendment, Tom Caruso, Linda Hill, John Fulweiler, Bill McLaughlin. Of course, they were in Scotland, and I was in L.A. at the time, so that's why I didn't see them. Let's see what we got in the chat room. Why, we've got Betty Jo Tucker. She actually made it into the chat room and is not on the phone now. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's a delight at 4 p.m. to go to Movie Attic Headquarters on Blog Talk Radio. And this week it'll be Mary Poppins, Tossed a Spoonful of Sugar. And they're doing an anniversary party invitation. You're invited to celebrate at Movie Attic Headquarters on Tuesday, November 19th. And joining her will be Nell Minow and A.J. Hockery and Richard Jack Smith. Always a delight. Go to her show. Chuck Skull in the house. Chuck Skull has a weekend show. Hey, Scott, my friend May, is really Mayumi, is all the way from Australia, and she's tuning in, and it's 2:30 her time, so let's give a shout-out for Mayumi for tuning in, a comedian going up. And Chuck Skull, your shows are on the Wacko Network on Saturdays, along with you co-host with Kat Vecchione. Cyanide Marco Polo is in the house, and we always like Marco in the house. He's just all the way. I don't know how he gets any work done. Do you really work? You're on everybody's radio show every day. And here's another favorite in the house. Let's see if he can get it.
Say to say goodbye and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! When is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Your notes are amazing, Jig. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
At George Benger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio. Check him out and Facebook friend him on Facebook, and you can check him out. Don't forget to get my CD or download one song or download them all. It's only $10, people, or 99 cents a song. Remember, this CD is seasonal and irreverent. It's Merry Christmas on CD Baby. Meanwhile, I was walking through the village, and I got a hankering for some of these.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered 8 pierogies, 4 potato, 2 cheese, and 2 meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten 6 and still had 2.
boogie girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Thank you.
that was great. That was Tatsumi. Am I saying his name right? I never get it right. What is wrong with me with that? I'm multitasking here. The Steve Mendoza Show is going to have a Thanksgiving special. I'm trying to find Irina and Luboff Thanksgiving special for you, Steve. It's on YouTube if you know how to transfer it into an MP3. Otherwise, I'll look for it. Steve Mendoza Show on Dreamstream Radio. Big Thanksgiving show this Thursday or coming up at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Big Thanksgiving show with Steve Mendoza. Okay. And the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Go to Facebook, friend them, and you'll find out. Katsumi Yoshihara. Thank you, Steve. That's what we just played. That was Katsumi. Yes, we played him. We're just wacky here. We are so wacky. I'm going to continue with some more First Amendment fun. Here we go.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Spotlight on Yodeling. Tonight, we've got a lot of great guest here tonight. We've got a lot of great groups. Let me introduce our critics for tonight. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Teddy Ruxpin. I'm from Mahwah, New Jersey, and I'm here at the yodeling competition because I teach yodeling at the New Wave School of Outer Technology.
Teddy, good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is inside yodeling joke.
Oh.
And you
yeah. Yeah, I am Olga Uven.
Olga.
Yeah, for sure. I am working at the post office in Gnula, Switzerland.
Well, boy, it's good to have you all here. All right, let's all give a little bit of the ear to a listen to Vladimir and the Kielbasis.
Okay, they are next.
They are coming up next. Vladimir and the Kielbasis. Here they come, everybody.
Yeah.
Very good. You pass me one of those wax granola bars? I'm a little hungry. Oh, well, now look at that. For a quintet, they have six people. Isn't that against the rules?
Well, they had seven, but they lost one. All right, let's just critique the lyrics right now at this point.
Okay, let's listen for a second. Good lyrics.
Good lyrics. Yeah. Very good.
They go very well with the music.
Very poetic, almost like Edgar Allan Poe.
Too strong on the tuba section.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. That's Vladimir and the Kielbasis.
You know, I'm really quite anxious to hear that group called Squid Pudding.
Well, here they are. Squid Pudding. You no longer have to ask for it. Here it is, my friend.
Ooh.
Oh, they're playing Mom's Bedroom.
The Mom's Bedroom, which is
my toes are tapsking now.
Classic polka dance, Mom's Bedroom, was first written in 1912 by Vladimir Ostapovich.
Yeah, and then revised by Gershwin.
Yes, and now the Squid Pudding is doing a wonderful rendition. Oh, there it is.
Beautiful.
The yodi-yodi-yodi-yodi-yodis are coming through so clear and crisply.
Can I have another one of those wax granola bars?
Here you go.
It's a little bit too much.
You light them, you can read by them at night.
Okay, let's
get it. Yeah. Very good. All right. They just skid right off the stage there.
All right,
we've got
us. The post offices.
The post office workers who are on strike have assembled a little group here that we think is very demonstrative.
I think it's very good.
It's political, it's important. The post office workers call themselves the spiders.
Spider.
I perform with them.
Do you really?
Well, really? Have a wax granola
bar.
I cannot do it before I can.
Okay, Olga's leaving the witness stand here, the judge
good
stand.
Good luck, Olga.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here we go with Spider, the post office workers on strike.
I cannot wait to hear this. Here we go.
There she is.
Oh, she's beautiful. Let me explain the lyrics here.
Okay.
This is a very quaint folk tale. It is about how the wolf meets the squirrel in the tree. Ah, now the squirrel is throwing nuts at the wolf.
Oh,
you can see the nuts falling.
I didn't know Olga was so talented.
Yes, she's very good. She's doing the beaver part now. You hear her?
Oh, she makes a very good beaver.
She does. Oh, but this is when it gets sad, as you can hear now.
Oh, because
we're getting into a melancholy minor key thing going on here. The tree just fell.
Look at the man. Very good.
Not finished.
That's okay. We only have time for a few seconds on each entry here, Olga. You knew that.
You knew that was the Ruskies when you got into the old spotlight on your show. All right, I don't want to play favorites, but it comes time for the vote. All right, Teddy, who would you pick?
I think I'm going to stick with the Squid Pudding's rendition of Mom's Bedroom. That was my favorite piece.
All right, and Olga?
Oh, I have to go with my group, the post office.
Hold on, wait. Yeah. Just a minute, you mean I am the tiebreaker?
You will not be coming to my room if you don't vote for you-know-who.
Okay, so I think you
better... Spider, the post office worker! I am no fool.
I am never leaving Wisconsin again. I don't know why I even came to Bavaria.
I have a wax granola bar and forget about it.
Love that First Amendment. Gotta love them. Mayumi is Mayu. That's who Mayumi is, okay? Steve Mendoza's show, I just sent you the email. Chuck Skull, thank you. And Chuck Skull also has a Sunday night show. I think he co-hosts with Kat Vecchione. Mary Jo Tucker. That's Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Tomorrow it's Mary Poppins Day. So we'll keep it moving here. Just having some fun. Let's see. What do we got going? What haven't I played? It goes so fast out here. Oh, let's just do a little Chuck Colombo.
I kept finding so many different little things that would support the fear that he was trying to kill me, but...
Ochakara, I'm home. Ochakara, I've thought about you all day long. Every moment I was there in that studio, I thought I'd want to get home to my terracotta, my lovely little wife.
Honey, Carl, my darling, how was psych class?
It was very nice. It was one of the students' birthdays, and she brought some passion fruit terracotta. I brought some for you.
Oh, dear, I'm not thirsty. I already drank a lot of, Gatorade earlier.
We have a visitor I brought home with us today, Terracotta. Somebody I think you should talk to. His name is...
Eraserhead?
Well, that's his nickname. His professional name is Dr. Karp.
Hello.
Hello.
Karp. I'm Terracotta.
I know.
Young wife.
I know. I know all about you. He's told me all about you many times.
You see, Dr. Karp is a very good friend of mine. We play racquetball together on Tuesday nights, and we talk about you often, Terracotta.
Dr. Karp, I have some physoderm that if you'd like to get rid of some of those scales on your skin,
mm-hmm. Would you like to rub me with something?
Why do you ask?
You mentioned it. That's a good thing.
You see, Dr. Karp, my wife here has a terrible fear of girdles. She's a very slovenly woman. She eats way too much, and I've actually, well, seen her eat a whole can of frosting with her hand. We've all chipped in and bought our girdle, and she's terrified of it.
That's not true, darling. It's just that you brought me home a girdle that was 10 sizes too tight. I just wondered why you'd want me to...
That's why I want you to talk to Dr. Karp, Terracotta.
Honey's over your phone.
I want you to overcome yourself. I want you to break your own ice. I want you to expand mentally, not physically, like the fat cow you've become.
No, I have to go out to the backyard. I have to go out to the pit. Please, excuse me.
Those are her friends. Her friends, the pit bulls.
I understand.
Young boy.
So, you like pit bulls. You put on a lot of weight. You can't fit in girdles anymore. It just tells me one thing.
Yes?
Your husband is trying to kill you.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
A brilliant deduction. Oh, Terracotta, honey, you didn't drink the cherry coke I fixed for you, darling.
Darling, it was laced with cyanide, and you know it. I saw you drop something in there with your ring. I saw it. Don't think I didn't know. The music is going over and over again. Can you hear it?
Maybe she didn't eat the cherry coke that I put before her, but she did chew the eraser off that pencil, too. And that eraser.
I'm so dizzy. I'm so tired.
Which is normal after eating poison as you have.
What are you two trying to do to me? Why me?
I want you out of the way so we can live together in peace.
That's true, Terracotta. Karp and I want to erase every memory of you. We don't want any trace of you in this mansion.
Oh, how will you ever get rid of me without people knowing?
We know your secret fear of hairdryers.
And we've developed a little puddle on the floor in the bathroom. The next time you dry your hair with an electric hairdryer...
Yeah, well...
You will be dead.
How are you going to make me do it, huh?
Oh, dear, I just spilled my drink on your hair. Maybe you should go into the bathroom
and bring a pit bull with you.
Come on, Rudy, let's go to the bathroom. I have to dry my hair.
Can we take a moment for
Miss Mama?
It'll be you and I without Terracotta.
We can analyze each other until the cows come home.
No, why should I dry my hair? Mom, why?
Wet, that's why you should dry it.
Hair is wet.
A woman with wet hair must always dry it.
I should dry my wet sticky. But my hair is sticky. It's not wet. It's sticky. I never dry my hair when it's sticky. You can't kill me. I won't allow it. I'm not some bimbo you met. I'm not something you met in a Japanese restaurant that you decided to name Terracotta.
Terracotta, put the pit bull down.
That was the last I saw of Terracotta and the last I saw of Dr. Karp, who
Rudolph the Pitbull chewed them both to unrecognizable states. I found a pair of lips. One was hers, one was his. They were kissing on the floor.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, There are rules one must follow. Rule 1. Make contact with your partner. Rule 2. Lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3. Dance to win. And step, and step, and hit, and hit, and clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway, and glide, and sway, and influence. Kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. Serve, positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy Lombarda arbitrage!
Richard B. Smart, he sure is. Love the Wacko Bob Network. Love them, the Steve Mendoza Show. He's going to have a special show this Thursday at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Dream Stream Radio as well. Facebook Friend Them, Facebook the Steve Mendoza Show as well. Cyanide, Marco Polo. How do you get away with it, Cyanide, listening to everybody's show? We appreciate it, though. We appreciate it. It all counts. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. It was another fun, fun show. And don't forget, my CD, Mary, M-A-R-Y, Christmas, is available on CD Baby. You can download it now or download one of the songs, Support the Arts, by supporting me in the arts. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you very much. This is Nancy Lombardo, your host of Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio.